recorded. It was in May 18, 1888, that my granddad got this place. And then later my dad bought it from him. But it was, I don't know how to express this, but it was...
Did he homestead it?
He homesteaded it. This is what...
Okay.
The county of Custer, it was recorded in 1888, and that's, you know, when I told you about all that, and I had the deed on that, because it was homesteaded by my grandfather. And then, of course, my dad bought it, and it went on down that way. Now, my granddad died in 1888, shortly after he had gotten it, and then my grandmother died in 1914, and then, of course, we moved here to town. And
how long would they have to be on it before?
Here it is. Now, this is what I was looking for. May 1862, William Kelling homesteaded that place. That was my grandfather.
William Kelling.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's great.
And the certificate number was 823.
Do you know how long he had to live on that before it became his?
No, I really don't. But, you know, I got this that time when I took you out there. And
Did they have to make improvements?
That I don't know. And I just, my dad never said anything. But anyhow, it was a homestead deal. And then it was applied for in 1880. So, and it's recorded at the U.S. Land Office on page 81.
Tell me what kinds of, y'all, they raised cattle.
Very few cattle. And then they had chickens, and they had, I guess we just had a few cattle, and we had chickens, and then later we had a few ducks and turkeys, and you'd eat some, and then you'd sell some, and I told Irene about, and you know, I could never find those papers again where my mother made bread for 20 cents a loaf and 10 cents. You brought them back to me, and I'd misplaced them, I don't know.
Somewhere.
But you probably got a record of all of it over there.
What kind of bread did she make?
White bread.
White bread.
And sometimes she would make graham bread. You'd get graham flour, and that would make a darker bread.
Did she ever make cornbread?
Oh, yes.
Is that what they called it, cornbread?
Yeah, but you made more of these other bigger loaves of bread because, I'll tell you, you couldn't come to town all the time. And then we raised chickens, and we had cows, and my mother made butter, too.
When she made cornbread, did she make it with anything special?
She had just her cornbread and her flour and stuff. I don't remember.
What would she serve it with?
Oh, we just usually put butter and syrup on it, and that was the way it...
I mean, there wasn't a special meal.
No,
like beans and cornbread.
No, after later years we did that.
What would they put in the bread to make it rise?
Well, they had yeast.
Okay. Did y'all grow your own food out on the ranch?
Most of it.
Okay, tell me as many of the food, the kinds
of
things.
Well, we'd have peas, and we'd have lettuce, and we'd have beets and corn, and just all kind of vegetables, because we had a big garden.
Okay.
And then you'd can a lot of that. Okay. You didn't freeze anything, because we didn't have freezers those days.
Okay. How did you eat the corn?
Well, you just take the outside off and then cook it and eat it with some butter on it.
Okay, and you call that what? Corn what?
You're on the corn on the cob.
Okay. And the stuff that you take off the corn is called what?
Oh, that's the husks.
Okay, and the little thin strands inside?
That's the silk part.
Okay. Now,
he's really putting me through a test, isn't he?
That is wonderful. You're doing great, man.
You really are.
He just wants to know how you say things.